So The Descendants is Alexander Payne's first film since Sideways back in 2004. It's been 7 years. And, watching The Descendants, it occurred to me while I was watching it that I hadn't realized how much I had missed Alexander Payne, how much I had missed his voice as a director. Unlike a lot of filmmakers working today, what's great about Alexander Payne is that he never feels like he's working from inside the system. And when I say system, I mean the Hollywood system. His movies all detail, small town life and small town characters. His movies feel so real, and not in a condescending, real kind of way. Often when Hollywood attempts to make films about small town America, it feels hollow and it feels artificial because they're working from inside the system. And Alexander Payne isn't. He is. That's what's great about his. That's what's great about him is that he feels like a guy who comes from the Midwest, who comes from these parts, and really knows what he's talking about. And I think he's able to create a real connection and real relatability with the audience. That was true about Election. That was true about Schmidt. That was true about Sideways, and that's especially true with The Descendants, which is, I think, his best film, quite easily, actually. I think it's quite easily his best film. And one of the things I love about The Descendants, probably the thing I love most about it, is the fact that throughout its running time, it's a movie that has, I think, many goals and ambitions, but I think one of the most prominent is that I feel like the movie starts off and really, from beginning to end, attempts to de-glamorize things that we typically see as glamorous. The movie is set in Hawaii, for starters, which, when we think of Hawaii, we think of vacations and great resorts and all that good stuff. But this is the suburban Hawaii. This is the Hawaii we don't see. This is the Hawaii that really just looks like the rest of America, suburbs, homes, It's just, it's nothing glamorous. And starting off there, Alexander Payne kind of keeps going, and he tells this story. Even the basic plot of the movie, it's so many other hands could be so melodramatic or soap opera-y. It's basically about George Clooney plays this dad whose wife is in a coma after a boating accident. And while she's in the coma, he finds out that she was having an affair with another man. And so then pretty much the plot of the movie is he and his daughters pack up, go on a road trip, which unbeknownst to his youngest daughter and known to his oldest daughter, which is kind of funny, they're actually going to confront the guy that his wife was having an affair with. And that's such a high concept idea, but nothing in Payne's execution feels high concept. Everything feels so grounded. The characters feel grounded. The dialogue is never, I shouldn't say never, it's rarely self-conscious. It's rarely forced or contrived. Everything about this movie, from the writing to the characters to just the way it looks, just everything about this movie just feels so real and it feels so lived in. And it feels just, it's one of those movies where literally within the first 5 minutes, I was into it, mainly just because the world that it presented was so recognizable to me, and the characters that it presented were so recognizable. This is one of those movies I think that a lot of people are going to relate to because this is, in a way, this is their life. I mean, obviously most people's lives don't involve, a spouse that's being in comas and having affairs and all that. But Payne creates a world in which that kind of stuff actually ends up feeling natural and ends up actually feeling, fairly realistic. It's just this de-glamorization that Payne does that I love. George Clooney is a superstar. He's one of the biggest stars in the world. He is one of the most recognizable faces, and yet Payne is able to maybe not completely strip that away because it's hard to completely George Clooney-fy George Clooney, but he's able to get darn close. And I mean, I think this is Clooney's best performance in, well, I'd have to think, in quite a while. But he's just like the rest of the movie. His character is so real, so down to earth, so grounded, and so familiar. And it's this familiarity that really makes The Descendants, I think, such a special film. So.